4WJT and 4ZLK, mobile. ZLK.
Fred, hey, Chain, how are you doing this morning?
N4ZLK, good morning, Fred. I'm well. I hope you are.
085, having fun with the slip and slide.
Be over your way.
Crazy is something crazy, though. At least something that they were calling so far. But the rain is absolutely pouring. It's like the bottom fell out of the sky.
It's about 20 minutes ago, and sky, I was starting to see some blue sky. I'm in Marietta, close to Traveler's Rest, and the rain is starting to pick up a little bit. But it was rain. It was really windy when I first woke up. I think they're calling for it all day, but it seems to be pretty still right now.
Here, I'm over by the pull-up road exit. I'm just now past the first of the three exits or entries from Pelham Road. And the trees look still so far, but I've noticed them swaying a little bit from the wind. Like I said, it's nothing crazy, nothing like it was way earlier this morning.
As the day goes on, the breeze will pick up, pushing this front through, but hopefully it'll clear out soon. I think it will. Even though I know we need the rain, I think we got a lot. Beth left earlier. She left at 5 o'clock, and she said it was coming down pretty good all the way to work.
Pretty bad. I woke up this morning about 6 o'clock, and, excuse me, and whenever I woke up, it was absolutely coming down. Like the whole sky fell out, but even worse than it is right now. But, Shane, I'm going to have to let you go. I'm over here about to get to the underpass where I start losing the beer. Beer starts having a hard time to hear me. KO4NH, saying 73, clear for right now.
W4FC, good morning, Shane. Yeah, 4 in the morning came through here in TR, woke me up. 50 mile an hour wind. It was howling. I'm not sure if my dipoles are up or not. W4FCM.
And Fred, NNH, have a good day. 7-3 to you. Be careful. Yeah, Fred, I thought it would wake me up, but I slept pretty good. I didn't wake up till my alarm. I figured there'd be some thunder and lightning that might wake me up.
Yeah, I waited for that. Didn't hear any. Just some howling wind. I think 50 mile an hour. My trees are in the dipoles. So I don't have any slack to them. If I'm not a bunch of noise on my signal, must mean they're up. Oh, we'll see. And that W4FCM.
I've got two wires up in the trees, and so far they've managed to survive everything. I don't have them real high. One of them's about 30 feet up at the end, and I've got some slack and a spring on the end of it, so that hopefully will help. But anyway, good to hear you this morning. And now I'm headed headed southwest, and I see blue sky again back to the southwest, so it'll be out of here soon, Fred.
Good. My friend does pulleys and springs on the end, but I probably say I was 49 teaching my class when I had a stroke, let me use my left arm. So what a head out. I don't do much as far as pulling ropes and things, but I'm doing anything I need to do. That's what's important. So that'd be for FCM.
Dad, I'm sorry about that, but yeah, we can always find something to be thankful about. There are people that have worse situations than we do, even as bad as it seems sometimes.
Hey, listen, I'm one of the fortunate ones. Teacher told me 3 times, Dr. Maxwell, something wrong. I'm stumbling around, speech alerts, and I'm okay. No, Dr. Maxwell, something wrong. I said, I'm fine. Came home, was driving to school, lost my vision as a tree. And they said, you can retire, stay home, or teach. I said, I love my wife. I'll see you in the morning. So, Lord help me, I kept on teaching. I was 49, so I'm 72 now. So a long time ago, 23 years ago. Just used my right hand only, but hey, listen, I still hunt, fish, carry concealed, drive. So God's good. No complaints at all.
49, that's a young for that, but I know it happens. I'm sorry about that, but yeah, God is good. You are right.
Yeah, we lived in Africa 6 years and had basically meat and cheese. So cholesterol tries were approaching 700, highest I'd ever seen. So a little piece of plaque broke off. Best thing ever happened to me, though, so no complaints. Sort of glad I did, looking back, and I don't know what I'd do with 2 hands. W4FCM. Hey, Shane, drive safely. You're driving. Yeah, it is clearing, I think moving through. I don't think the sun's up yet, W4FCM.
Nice to hear you this morning. Have a good day. Yeah, I called my son, too. He either doesn't have the radio on or he hasn't left yet. But anyway, we'll talk to you later. Nice to hear you. You have a good day. W4FCM, N4ZLK.
It looked up your call. I like the spelling of it. I think S-H-A-Y-N-E, a little different, isn't it?
I always say my mother is she's English. She's from England. She puts a Y in everything, so there it is.
It was so neat. Oh, that's a neat way to spell it. Well, Shane, you have a good day, and thanks for the call. I think I was Warren in there earlier, so W4FCM. Sign, waiting for my son to get up.
Have a good day. N4ZLK.
Fred, good morning, Shane. KO4HKX.
Frank Patrick, did you get blown down the mountain?
Dad had to dodge a few tree limbs and other things, but we made it down, no problem.
Fred, I guess Patrick is probably clearing up where you are now if you made it easily. Go ahead, Fred.
Peter, now I got away from that dead spot where the 285-85 interpass is.
I hear in travel address, Shane.
Okay. Well, I'm headed south. Yeah, to the west, it's starting to clear up, so that'll be nice. I guess the wind will be behind it. Now, when I got up and let Blossom out this morning, it was roaring in the trees. I could hear it.
W4FCM, one of those backward days, Shane, they said, as the day goes, temperature dropping. So now it's probably the warmest part of the day. It's just crazy weather, isn't it, W4FCM? Trump did it.
Crazy weather for sure. I'm over here on 85 South, going southwest right now, and I'm by I'm actually right beside the Clemson University area over here. That's right off Pelham, 85. It's finally letting up, but I can see the wind starting to pick up some. KO4NH.
Clear, sky's clearing here and the wind's laid down right now, so hopefully that's a sign of good things to come, but I think the wind's supposed to pick up throughout the day.
I'm headed over that direction where you are, so that's where my office is, but something I've always heard all my life, if you don't like the weather in South Carolina, just wait 5 minutes because it'll change.
I'm a sign guy in the bedroom. I'll catch what's on there if he's on W4FCM.
Yeah, Shane, it's not that bad over here yet. The wind's very minor picking up. It looks like the trees are swaying very slightly. Nothing like the gusts they're calling for later today. But I'm over here just in front of the sign, 48 Bravo right now, and it's absolutely staying still like it normally is with bad weather. KO4NH.
I'm having to figure out this detour around part of Traveler's Rest here.
Have they got the road blocked?
Well, egress off of 25 into Traveler's Rest blocked with detour signs. And the way they want you to go, so I come on down and coming through Traveler's Rest on Main Street.
They're really picky on that, I'm sure you know. Go ahead, Fred.
They're, Patrick, are you over there towards Gaffney area by chance?
No, we're west right now.
Is that east or west of TR? I'm going to my office today from Gaffney, that's why I asked.
85, about exit 89. And then I think you even go east from there.
Be a ways away from the main office, our office down here. Because the office I'm going into right now is right off Donaldson Airport.
At least once a day. During the day, I got a couple of pickups in there.
It's called Calvary Robotics, or Calvary Automation, as time would say. Green Globe on one side, the other side's missing the globe right now. They haven't approved us to replace that sign from Helene damages. KO4NH Friday.
Automation is. I used to pick up right next door from it. That is I can't remember the name of this company. It'll come to me in a minute, but they moved down to Charleston. Anyway, I think another guy on here, Ken, KN4TFW, I think his brother or brother-in-law works there at Calvary, too, or Calgary, Calvary, whatever it is, Calvary Automation.
Again.
I know Ken, KN4TFW, Patrick knows him, but I don't know what his brother-in-law's name is. Pretty sure he told me he worked there.
I'm not sure what his brother-in-law's name is, but Ken's last name is Myers, so that's about all I can tell you on that situation.
It happened to be Mike Myers, would it?
I'm just kidding. I don't know. He just mentioned, I thought he said brother-in-law, but it could have been a brother that works there.
That's actually really funny that I'm over here actually laughing. I started laughing whenever you said that. I'm like, hey, I know who you're, I think I might know who you're talking about.
You know what? But, I mean, that's all I've got on the input of that. I'm pretty sure that's Ken's last name, but not 100% sure on that.
I think I've seen it before. But you can always ask Mike if he's got a brother named Ken. And there you go. It's a small world out there, Fred.
Absolutely there. That's the absolute truth. And just a small update over here off of the 291 exit of 85. The weather seems to finally be calming down. I see nothing but blue sky. Hallelujah. Go for the nation.
My next stop, so they're not here yet, so I got a few minutes.
Today, Wednesday?
It is. I didn't know if you were wanting to meet or not.
If things are like they have been, I'll be happy to. I'll give you a shout later on.
Let you know when I get down that way.
In the past, but you don't come down to see my area at all, do you?
I do not.
Particular about the areas he visits?
Only because I have an agreement because of that.
That's funny. I get that.
Because I lived in Piedmont as a kid for a while, so it's not a bad area. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and clear out of here. Traffic's getting heavy and it's dark up in front of me. She's up right here. Fred, Patrick, have a good day. I'll talk to you both of you later, I'm sure. Hope everything goes well. I'll turn it over to Patrick. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.
And you be careful out there, and good to hear you, and we'll talk later today. KO4HKX.
Be safe out there on 85. That's where you are, and be safe going down the interstate. KO4NNH.
Better. I feel great. Just still got a little bit of this nasal stuff going on. It's draining, it's getting out, so that's a good thing.
That thing, man. They're talking about putting me on an airplane next week. I'm actually dreading it. I don't want to get sick again.
You heard anything about having to go back up to, was it New York?
It's the Rochester area, right off Lake Ontario. They're talking about sending me up there next week. And matter of fact, they've got a customer up there right now, and they're asking where I am, so I think they're going to fly me up there next week.
That, not a fan of New York area.
Consider the Rochester area and Buffalo and Syracuse area is not that bad. But whenever you go towards, like, I'm not going to say Albany, but I'm going to say more towards the city. The closer you get to the city, the worse it gets.
Pretty much the same as anywhere else. Once you get into the cities is where all the hubbub starts. I've got some friends that are from north of Syracuse, and he lives down here now, and he says, man, it's just like living right here, small city. Everybody's friendly. He said, just when you get into the big cities, it's just a different world.
To be honest with you, what I was talking about was actually New York City, not the cities themselves. But it seems like the closer you get to New York City, the worse they get. And I've actually been on Long Island several times for a customer we have there. And, man, I can't stand being on Long Island.
It's been a long time since I've been up there. I was much, much younger the last time I was up that way. So I can imagine it's not. I'll take my small towns and stay there, and fits my lifestyle much better.
Hear that. Well, Patrick, we're getting close to Donaldson Airport. Let me go and clear out of here. I don't know what the regulation. I know, you know, we're SEC license and everything. I don't want to interfere with air traffic control. Send it to you, Patrick. It's a pleasure. Scale 4 and I'll be there.
You have a good day and be careful out there. KO4 HKEX. Clear.